Nice to see you back, all Bible learners. Once more, I welcome you all back over here. We are going to deal with the next chapter of anthropology, that is the final chapter to conclude with the comprehensivity that man, even though being flawed, he was created in the likeness and the very image of God. However, this does not mean that the image of God in man was completely unharmed by sin. After the fall of man, and as early as Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. This verse provides an apt description of man's sinful nature, that is, it is the inclination of the thoughts towards evil. Paul says that to gratify the cravings of our sinful nature is to follow its desire and thought, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Likewise, Jesus says, for out of the heart comes evil thought, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander, Matthew chapter 15, verse 9. Thus, the Bible defines the sinful nature in man as the evil disposition of mankind, or the disposition to think and act contrary to the precepts of Scripture. All the descendants of Adam, except Christ, have inherited such a disposition. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 7 says like this: those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds, your evil behavior. Among other things, and in accordance with the above, the Bible portrays sin as a hiatus in rationality. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 25 mentions the stupidity of wickedness, and Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32 says, one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. Speaking of those who refuse to worship the true God, Paul writes, although they claim to be wise, they became fools, in Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Rebellion against God ultimately makes no sense. Insofar as one disobeys the scripture, he is deficient in judgment and understanding. On the other hand, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. Psalms 111, verse 10. The implication of these verses is that although the intellectual equipment of unbelievers remains in existence, the sinful disposition of his mind causes him to reason from false premises. His mind is based against the truth of God and causes him to select the wrong principles with which to construct his worldview. The result is a comprehensively false and delusional view of all reality. Even if the believer were to begin from true premises, such a biblical proposition, his sinful mind will stir error in reasoning and produces false conclusions through fallacious deductions. This corresponds to an earlier statement in this book that all non-Christians are intellectually defective. Their thinking is controlled by biases and fallacies so that they consistently form conclusions that are hostile to God. Recall that it is the rational mind of man that reflects like likeness to God. Therefore, that evil has affected the intellect of man means that it has penetrated the core of his being. The above shows that although man still remains his likeness to God in that he still proposes a rational mind, this rationality has been so damaged that man is now born with a disposition towards evil. The destructive consequences of sin on mind is called the notice effects of sin. To understand the redemptive plan of God, we need to grasp the extent to which man has fallen. The effect of sin on the spiritual aspect of man is more than of a crippling blow, but a fatal one. The unregenerate are not only spiritually sick and blind, Luke chapter 5 verse 31 and 15, Matthew 15 verse 14, but they are spiritually dead. And since they are spiritually dead, they are completely helpless when it comes to spiritual operation. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 3 says, furthermore, the heart of the sons of men are full of evils and insanity in their hearts throughout their lives. And the prophet Jeremiah observed, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. That's in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9. Man, in his unregenerate condition, is here described as evil, insane, and incurable. Just as a dead person cannot request or respond to any assistance, a sinner cannot attain to or prepare for salvation by his own will or effort, and in himself he cannot even decide to repent or accept mercy from God. The biblical verses indicating that the unbeliever is spiritually dead includes the following. But Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Matthew chapter 8 verse 22. This son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Luke chapter 15 verse 24 to 32. John chapter 5 verse 21 says, for just as the Father raised the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he pleases to give it. As for you, were dead in your transgressions and sins, but because of his great love for us, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. 4 and 5. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. 1 John chapter 3 verse 40. Thus, the Bible teaches what is called total depravity of man. However, the term may be misleading. It does not intend to say that every human being is as evil as he can be, but it means that the damage that sin has affected in man is comprehensive and pervasive, so that every part of human person has been affected by evil. This damage is of such an extent that man is spiritually dead, and thus he is helpless to even cooperate with God. When it comes to salvation, this means that unless the unbelievers experience regeneration or spiritual resurrection, they will never recognize the truth of gospel message and they will never accept Jesus Christ. However, since they cannot affect or facilitate their own spiritual regeneration, the new birth occurs only by the sovereign grace of God. Thank you. So that's all with the chapters of anthropology. Thus far we covered all the entombs of man and the nature of man, the fall of man and the factors of man. This is what consists of anthropology. We will be leading with another part of systematic theology in the next chapters. Thank you so much. God bless you.